Hello, my name is Doug Underbelly, and I'm in a book written by Paul Gilligan called King of the Mole People. In the upper world, I am trying my best to be normal, but below ground, I was chosen to be King of the Mole People. I started having to make new laws and be in charge of making treaties with slug people, mushroom folk, and stone goons. Anyway, my royal advisor, Krugeluth, has kinda been trying to overthrow me. You probably didn't know this, that the more O's in a mole person's name, the higher rank it is. My royal guard is Oog, Boogo, and Plugu. I accidentally got elected to be King of the Mole People by winning the crowd rumble. Basically, all it is somebody puts the crown on all the contestants' heads, and the thing who gets the loudest rumbling from the crowd becomes king. Anyway, in the upper world, my efforts to be normal weren't paying off. I tried out for this school play, got an extremely low role in it, and got put as water boy for the soccer team, and finally got kicked off the Rocket Club. Through a series of suspicious events, I got back on the Rocket Club, got the lead role in the school play, and got onto the soccer team for, like, real. Then this girl named Magda found the mole ground and figured out that I was king of the mole people. While this was all happening in the underground world, I passed a law that taking stuff from the upper world was legal, and later passed another law that the mole people had to throw all the up stuff they got away. They got more stuff later, and that time when I came down, Krugi overthrew me and pronounced himself king. After that, I had to go all the way down to a clog, which was making giant worms go up to the surface and destroy things. And when that happened, I found former King Zoog, unclogged the clog, and returned Zoog to his rightful place on the throne. And Magda became the ambassador for the humans. An interesting part of King of the Mole People is this part. It's not fair. You do everything you can to be a normal average kid. You do sports. You eat normal average things for lunch. You try to keep your clothes relatively free of mud and make sure you don't smell too much like mushrooms. You get a small part in the school play, but somehow through a series of suspicious events, you get stuck playing the lead role, which is way more than you bargained for. And you're standing on stage toe-to-toe with Becky Binkley, the most popular girl in school, delivering your lines. Everybody's watching, and you start to fool yourself. You start to think, hey, maybe it isn't bad. Maybe everybody's beginning to accept me as a normal average kid. After all, maybe everything is going to turn out okay. And then a giant 20-foot long worm comes ripping through the floorboard, showering you in a wave of thick wormy. You go, so long, normal. I chose this part because it sums up the book. Now, I change in the book is I stopped trying to be normal. Some hard words are ambassador, which means a representative, bargained, which means tried to get, it means made.